This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want to take you back to March of 2013. There, Police One conducted a survey of 15,000 verified law enforcement professionals. Law enforcement is uniquely the only group devoted to limiting, defeating, and responding to gun violence as their sworn responsibility. In fact, they are supposed to run to it. So with that in mind, it would be interesting to find out what they have to say. So what did they have to say? Number one, virtually all respondents, 95%, say that a federal ban on manufacture and sale of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 rounds would not reduce violent crime. Which just got passed in the House, by the way. That just got passed in the House. That doesn't mean it's passed, but it means that they've already looked at this and they know it wouldn't reduce crime. Number two, the majority of respondents, 71%, say a federal ban on the manufacture and sale of some semi-automatics would have no effect on reducing violent crime. However, more than 20% say any ban would actually have a negative effect on reducing violent crime. Just over 7% took the opposite stance, saying they believe a ban would have a moderate to significant effect. Number three, and this is back when they were discussing, I believe, universal background checks. About 85% of officers say the passage of the White House's current proposed legislation would have a zero or negative effect on their safety, with just over 10% saying it would have a moderate or significantly positive effect. This is when they were discussing in the Senate universal background checks. Number four, 70% of respondents say they have a favorable or very favorable opinion of some law enforcement leaders' public statements that they would not enforce more restrictive gun laws in their jurisdictions. Similarly, more than 61% say they would refuse to enforce such laws if they themselves were chief or sheriff. Number five, more than 28% of officers say having more permissive concealed carry policies for civilians would help most in preventing large-scale shootings in public, followed by more aggressive institutionalization for mentally ill persons, about 19%, and more armed guards, paid security personnel, about 15%. So in other words, when they were saying which would do the most, 28% of them said, and that was the one that came in with the highest percentage, more armed civilians would be very helpful. Number six, the overwhelming majority, almost 90% of officers, believe that casualties would be decreased if armed citizens were present at the onset of an active shooter incident. Go figure. There you go. Number seven, more than 80% of respondents support arming school teachers and administrators who willingly volunteer to train with firearms and carry one in the course of their job. And when you look at what they're talking about, 76% of them said yes if they're vetted, trained, and qualified annually. Yes if they pass a one-time level, that was 76%. Yes if they pass a one-time police level proficiency check, 4.7%. No, only sworn school resource officers should be armed, 15%. No, our schools should be considered gun-free zones, 1.5%. Okay? They're being asked. This is actually a comprehensive survey. Number 8, more than 4 in 5 respondents, 81%, say that gun buyback programs are ineffective in reducing gun violence. Beto. Dimwits. Number 9, more than half of respondents feel that increased punishment for obviously illegal gun sales could have a positive impact on reducing gun violence. Which doesn't happen, by the way. Straw purchasers get off with probation most of the time. Number 10, when asked whether citizens should be required to complete a safety training class before being allowed to buy a gun, about 43% of officers say it should not be required. About 42% say it should be required for all weapons, with the remainder favoring training classes for certain weapons. Number 11, while some officers say gun violence in the United States stems from violent movies and video games, 14%. Early release and short sentencing for violent offenders, 14%. And poor identification treatments for mentally ill individuals, 10%. The majority, 38%, blame a decline in parenting and family values. What does that sound like? So the bottom line, quite clearly, the majority of officers polled oppose the theories brought forth by gun control advocates who claim that proposed restrictions on weapon capability and production would reduce crime. Many officers, and what is, I think the average score that I was seeing is in the 80 percentile group. 80%, and I'm no scientist, I didn't do any math or anything, I'm just going to pluck a number out of the air arbitrarily like the gun grabbers do. I'm going to say the 80% of police that responded to this survey seemed to feel that these controls would negatively affect their ability to fight violent criminals. Contrary to what the mainstream media and certain politicians would have you believe, police overwhelmingly favor an armed citizenry, would like to see more guns in the hands of responsible people, and are skeptical of any greater restrictions placed on gun purchase, ownership, and accessibility. The officers patrolling America's streets today have a deeply vested interest, and perhaps the most relevant interest, in making sure that decisions related to controlling, monitoring, restricting, as well as supporting and or prohibiting an armed populace are wise and effective. See, most of the time you don't hear, when you hear from the police, you're hearing from their leadership. Or the sheriff. Most of the time, you there may be a spokesperson in place, but most of the time you're hearing from somebody that actually is not really in charge of nothing, really, to speak of. So that, in and of itself, should tell you something. But the police don't want to see you disarmed. They like you being armed. Do you think... When a patrol officer gets a call, let's say they're 20 minutes out. So they have a 20-minute car ride where they're responding to a man with a gun call. And they're already going into all of the, they've got the stuff they have to manage on that festive ride to wherever they're going to this call is, it's incredible what they have to deal with. They have to deal with actually driving the car. They have to deal with driving the car fast, probably through traffic. They have to get there fast. They have to coordinate as they're going with the people that are also responding to this, because there will be more than one of them. And then when they get, you know, they have to maintain enough equilibrium to their emotions to where they don't just start blasting something, because they've had all of this time for all of these gross motor skills to kick in. And yet somehow they don't. These guys understand who the actual keepers of law and order are. They know who they are. And they know it's the people, the communities they serve. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make take a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Show of hands. How many of you have been paying any sort of attention to the various lawsuits dealing with the ATF's reinterpretation of the bump stock? Because to be honest, I haven't been paying attention to what's going on with the bump stock in the courts. I mean, I haven't talked to Stephen in a while, Stephen Stambolia, so I clearly should have been paying better attention, of course. But in their most recent court filing, the ATF has admitted some really interesting things. Namely, they concede that they do not have the authority to reinterpret the definition of machine guns in the bump stock ruling under the National Firearms Act. Who'd have thunk it? Now, let's back up and have a little bit of context. On December 26, 2018, the ATF issued a final ruling on bump stocks. Now, a bump stock is a device made, I think, out of three or four pieces of plastic. It allows an operator of a firearm to simulate automatic fire by muscle power. It is actually more, it's because of the nature of the way it's working, which is basically going back and forth and pulling your trigger, your finger off of the trigger, it's actually highly enhanced semi-automatic fire. While previously the ATF had decided that bump fire or slide fire stocks were legal devices, they then reclassified them as illegal machine guns. All current owners were ordered to destroy them. If you did not do so, you faced up to 10 years in prison. These things, what were they, $200? A lot of people got ticked off that the ATF would seemingly arbitrarily change their ruling to make thousands of Americans potential felons overnight. As a result, many people have filed lawsuits. One such lawsuit was filed by the New Civil Liberties Alliance on behalf of plaintiff W. Clark Apposian. Now, this lawsuit, this case in particular, this lawsuit, rests on a fairly straightforward presumption. The complaint states that since all legislative powers lie with Congress, the ATF, as a part of the executive branch, cannot reinterpret statutes to mean something else. So since the law regarding machine guns has not changed, bump stocks can't be reclassified as machine guns. There's, you know, another 30, because this is legal, there's another 30 pages, but this is the gist. Mr. Apposian is a law-abiding citizen. The ATF told him that bump stocks were legal, so he bought one. So the filing states that the ATF lacks the authority to reclassify bump stocks, and thus the ATF has violated Mr. Apposian's constitutional rights as well as exceeding its constitutional remit as part of the executive branch. Now, the million-dollar question here is, why do we care? Because as of September the 18th of this year, the ATF has written a court brief that admits it exceeded its constitutional remit as part of the executive branch. The court filing states specifically that the statutory scheme does not, however, appear to provide the Attorney General the authority to engage in gap-filling interpretations of what qualifies as a machine gun. Congress has provided a detailed definition of the term machine gun. So the New Civil Liberties Alliance, on behalf of Mr. Apposian, quickly filed for a preliminary injunction. Essentially, as Mr. Apposian has suffered irreparable harm from the deprivation of his lawfully acquired bump stock, and the ATF, in the opinion of the plaintiffs, clearly lacks the authority to call such deprivation, the final rule on bump stock should be struck down. So, and this case is not about whether gun control is a good idea. This really has nothing to do at all with gun control. This has to do with the way they make rules and the way they interpret rules and what are their limits and what are not their limits, checks and balances. And his appeal raises key issues about how an agency may create such a ban. That is, whether agency regulations may contradict a statute passed by Congress. The appeal also challenges the notion that a mere interpretive rule can bind third parties like owners of bump stocks. Caleb Kruckenberg, litigation counsel, said the bump stock rule made it a new federal crime to own a bump stock, even one purchased with ATF's prior permission. ATF knows it didn't have the authority to enact such a law. Instead of defending the rule, ATF now pretends the ban is just a recommendation for the public. NCLA is confident the court will see through ATF's games and strike down this invalid rule. And then Mark Chenoweth, executive director and general counsel, he said, ATF is caught between a rock and a hard place. The agency lacks legal authority to issue a so-called legislative rule, but a mere interpretive rule is not legally allowed to bind any third parties outside the government. By ordering 500,000 bump stock owners to surrender their devices or face prosecution, ATF has acted in a completely unconstitutional fashion. It is high time for the federal courts to put a stop to this regulatory nonsense. You can't imagine the chill this would put on the regulatory regime if this were to happen. Not that they would quit doing it. They're certainly going to keep on doing it. Now, does this mean, and I guess it all comes down to what this particular judge is going to decide, and I don't even know where the jurisdiction is. Where is this? I don't know. But for people the bump stock's not something that I ever wanted to own. But if you wanted to own a bump stock, I saw no issue with you owning a bump stock simply because it was a legal thing to do. You don't need a bump stock to simulate that kind of shooting. You can do it with a whole bunch of different ways. All of them, by the way, non-traceable. All of them don't have to have anything bolted to the gun permanently. It's doable. I mean, it's quite doable. There might even be videos on YouTube, although they probably pulled them down. But bump firing existed a long time. Where do you think the idea for the bump fire stock came from? The bump fire stock was a way to have some semblance of control whilst bump firing. So we'll see. We'll see what we get out of this. And maybe I can get Stephen Stambolini to come on the show. He's probably involved in this to a degree. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with a controversy regarding a whistleblower complaint.
Well, I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation.
Opening the Senate, the Kentucky Republican calls the complaint a sensitive matter and says it needs to be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors. President Trump is slamming Democrats for their positions on gun control.
Well, we're working very much with the Republicans, and we're working also with the Democrats, but a lot of the Democrats are wasting their time on nonsense, on pure nonsense.
While speaking in New York City, the president also singled out Democratic presidential candidate Robert Francis O'Rourke, who said he would take assault rifles from people. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Buried in the text of an article in the current issue of Discover magazine, while they're attempting to, quote, deal with, quote, gun violence, is an interesting remark from one of the leading names in gun-related research that seems to let the air out of an argument that the anti-gunners have been using for several years. You see, gun prohibitionists have contended that federal legislation passed more than 20 years ago has stopped gun research by the CDC. Enter Dr. Garen Wintemute. I've talked about him before. I'll talk about him again. He's the head of the Violence Prevention Research Program at the University of California. And he indicates that that's not exactly accurate. The article recalls how then-Congressman Jay Dickey sponsored the Dickey Amendment in 1996. This was an amendment that cut funding for gun research. At least that's what the anti-gunners have stated. But what it actually did was to instruct none of the funds made available for injury prevention and control at the Centers for Disease Control Prevention may be used to advocate or promote gun control. That's what the amendment stated. And the gun prohibition lobbies reacted accordingly. Giffords, the group founded and named for former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, argues on its website, for more than 20 years, federal investment in gun violence research has remained virtually absent at the nation's primary health protection agency, despite gun deaths increasing for the past 3 years in a row for levels not seen in decades. Not entirely true, but, you know, she's saying it. Every Town for Gun Safety, the group founded and funded by anti-gun billionaire Bloomberg, says on their website, Congress has knowingly restricted gun violence research, and as a result, lives are put at risk every day. But when to mute is quoted in the Discover article explaining the language did not ban research. It banned advocacy or promotion for gun control. So, translation, public funding could not be used to promote gun control legislation. You cannot use the public's money to advocate for restrictions on a constitutionally protected fundamental right exercised by more than 120, 30, 40 million taxpayers whose taxes provided the funds. But Wintermute added, but everybody saw the writing on the wall and CDC took itself out of the game. And if there was writing on the wall, it would have simply said, well, no more advocacy research. But, you know, despite the Dickey Amendment back in 2013 during the Obama administration, the CDC actually did some research about which Investors Business Daily said in an editorial, the White House asked for the Centers for Disease Control to research the causes and prevention of gun violence. We're pretty sure that what the CDC found wasn't what the White House was looking for. What was the result of this research? As the editorial explained at the time, what that study revealed, though, does not fit in with the media Democrat message. It stated, almost all national survey estimates indicate that defensive gun use by victims are at least as common as offensive uses by criminals. And this was completed in June and ignored by the mainstream press. Study, which was farmed out by the CDC to the Institute of Medicine and National Research Council, also revealed that while there were about 300,000 violent crimes involving firearms in 2008, the estimated number of defensive uses of guns ranges from about 500,000 to more than 3 million per year. And apparently nobody saw that one coming, which may have been why the report, as the Investors Business Daily site stated, was virtually ignored by the media. The Discover article acknowledged that suicides are responsible for roughly 60% of firearms deaths in 2017, the most recent year for which data is available. There is some blame the gun language, including this, and data from the FBI shows that handguns are by far the most likely type of firearm to cause a fatality. The rights activists constantly remind anyone who will listen that guns don't cause anything. People using firearms are responsible, same as someone who uses a knife to commit multiple stabbings. In such cases, the knife never gets blamed. It's not about knife violence. This actually might be worth reading. There's some interesting information about suicide with firearms. Arguably misidentified as suicide by firearms in the article since the gun didn't commit the act. So, that's actually huge to consider. That's so big to consider. The part about, let's just put it this way. Since we know that the Dickey Amendment never said that it was not going to be funded, what they said is what's not going to be funded is advocacy, okay? No taxpayer-funded advocacy for gun control. That's what was in the Dickey Amendment. And For this guy, Garen Wintermute, to get out there and admit this, this is huge. But it's always been out there. I mean, this happened years ago. This happened decades ago. It's always been out there. And to bring it up again, the interesting part about this is these pertinent facts that pop up, they get lost in the shuffle because it's a constant barrage of lies and misinformation. So when they do pop up again, it's like sort of a breaking the surface of the water after a long underwater swim. it's actually quite refreshing to regard that and say to that, well, hey, that's pretty cool. But all things considered, this kind of admittance from a gun grabber is, it has to be troubling for them to have this happening within their ranks. Because Dr. Garen Wintemute is a big champion of gun control. Is it possible dude could have like a change of heart? I just don't know. Whatever it is, whatever's going on, well, I'm glad to see it's gone. Now, I'm going to set you up for the next and final segment, if I can. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes when it comes to things that we do. And this is the way you learn things. So when we get back, I've got a list of 10 common mistakes, so you don't have to find out the hard way. 10 common mistakes that happen when carrying a concealed weapon. And some of these are not just about being new. Some of us do these often. But knowing that you're making a mistake is part of the whole learning experience. So that's when we come back. 10 common concealed carry mistakes. And just sort of savoring the fact that a gun grabber grudgingly admitted that which we've always known. That's the part that's the important part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER. Staff.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking about the 10 most common concealed carry mistakes. And pay attention, would you? Take some notes. Like, item number one, having the minimum required training. Now, in many states, a hunter safety course is enough to qualify you for a concealed weapons license. And the problem with these courses is that they often focus solely on being safe with a rifle in the woods. And it's really good to know that you're not allowed to shoot over a road the next time you go hunting. It doesn't prepare you to go out into the regular world and interact with others now that you all of a sudden have a gun on your hip. Even some classes that are specifically designed around qualifying you for a concealed weapons permit don't do much in the way of preparing you. Do your research before choosing a class. Find a reputable one that is more concerned with proper training rather than getting you out of the course as quickly as possible. The course concerned most about money will often go through some of the basics. Have you shoot a few rounds and send you on your way. You want a course that has instructors who are going to help you in every way possible to make sure you leave that class prepared. Unfortunately, sometimes that's not entirely the case. But don't think that just because you've met the minimum requirement for a license, you're now ready to navigate every situation you find yourself in. A responsible person who carries concealed is constantly learning, both mentally and physically. Every day, you're getting better or worse, but you never stay the same. Number two, printing or exposing. Printing is where the outline of your gun appears from pushing through against your clothing, and exposing a part of the gun are mistakes that often arise from complacency. When you first start carrying, often you're so concerned about your gun showing in public, you'll do anything and everything to make sure it never happens. After carrying every day for years, it's still a thought, but you're nowhere near scared of it happening. Just take that extra second to make sure you're not printing or going to expose your gun at some point. What I have found, because I've actually accidentally exposed half the gun just sitting down, right? If you're carrying outside the waistband, that is a a hazard, okay? Most people are pretty ignorant to their surroundings anyway. It certainly isn't worth the trouble of someone freaking out if they do notice, because you don't want to bother changing your two sizes too small shirt. Although some people are extremely concerned about printing, it's not the end of the world if it happens at some point. Although in my state, it's illegal if it happens. It's certainly not something to get in the habit of doing, but compared to exposing your gun, printing is nowhere near as big a concern. And you can get rid of printing just by wearing a pattern on your shirt. If somebody sees your gun and they're scared, the 911 call won't be a rational explanation of what happened. So take time to make sure you're not printing, okay? Number three, using a cheap holster. This mistake is made not from purchasing an inexpensive holster, but a poorly made holster. That nylon holster you got on special for $2.99 probably isn't going to become your go-to holster. There are some great holsters that aren't overly expensive and some pretty awful holsters that are way too expensive. Whatever material you prefer for your holster needs to be able to retain your gun properly and be comfortable enough to wear day in and day out. Most of the holsters I wear are either made by DeSantis or Ace Firearms. DeSantis, their leather holsters are hands down the best out there. And I picked up a Ace Firearms holster today. So take the time to get a good holster. And there's a reason that those who've been caring for years have a drawer full of holsters in their house. The holsters didn't perform the way they needed to. And don't be afraid to experiment with several different ones to find the one that fits your lifestyle and your body properly. The benefits of a quality holster far outweigh the true cost of buying a holster solely based on price. Number four, wearing the wrong clothing. There's two different aspects to this mistake. The first goes back to the mistake of allowing your gun to print or become exposed. Just because you carry a gun doesn't mean you're doomed to a life of Hawaiian shirts and baggy pants. You can still have a sense of personal style while carrying. You just need to be sure that the clothes you're wearing accommodate the gun you carry. With a little bit of experimentation, you should be able to find the best way to do this that fits your own personal style. The second aspect of this mistake comes with wearing tactical clothing. Walking around in head-to-toe Black Hawk and 5'11 tactical clothing just screams gun. Yeah, concealed, you might say. The idea is to conceal the fact that you have a gun on you, not announce it to the world. Dark-colored shirts, by the way, will conceal your gun better than light-colored ones. Fingering or checking the gun. This is a bad habit seen by those just starting to carry concealed. As they go about their routine, they casually reach back and touch the gun with their fingers, or sometimes blatantly just check to see if it's still there. If you got the right holster, it's still going to be there. If you catch yourself doing this when you carry, suppress the urge and leave it alone. All you're doing is giving people another chance to see that you have a gun on you. Number six, not practicing with self-defense ammo. A self-defense situation is not the time to find out that your gun doesn't like to feed your chosen self-defense ammo. So, if you either need to find a self-defense ammo that functions like ball ammo, or you need to, get out there and try several different brands and find the one that your gun likes best. Yes, it's going to be more expensive temporarily than the strictly shooting white box Winchester, but the extra expense is worth knowing that if time comes to defend yourself or your family, you're actually going to be able to do so. I currently carry something called Polycase Inceptor ARXs. They look like a drill bit, but they have a nose on them, so they feed every time. Number seven, adjusting the gun in public. This happens, and it happens, when your holster slid to an uncomfortable position as something's happened and you now need to readjust your holster. Doing this in public is a very bad idea. The movement of readjusting, well, if you're getting noticed, it might. But if you need to make an adjustment and you're in a public area, the best place to do it is in a locked bathroom stall or your car. But anyway, carrying on occasion, number eight. If you're going to carry, do your best to carry all the time. You wear your seatbelt all the time when you drive. Do it all the time. You never know when you'll find yourself in a situation where you need it. Number nine, not understanding firearm laws. Where you live is up to you to know the law. I walk up on lots of places that try to tell me I can't carry a gun in there, and because I know the law, well, I just carry it in there anyway because they're not complying with the law. And if they're going to tell me that I can't carry a gun, they better be complying with the law. Number 10, having the wrong mindset. Most people who carry concealed or open are extremely responsible and have the mindset that they'll do everything in their power to avoid a conflict. But if violence does come their way, they're prepared to do what it takes to protect themselves. This is the mindset. But a big mistake is having an invincible or escalation mindset. These people will go out of their way to go down that sketchy alleyway or intentionally escalate a fight. Just because you carry a gun doesn't mean it's time to start looking for trouble or trying to start a fight. It means the exact opposite. So, as you go out there every day as a respectful and responsible person, just going about your daily business, you'll likely never have to use your gun in a self-defense situation. Should the absolute worst happen, you and the police will know you had no hand in bringing the situation upon yourself. So, don't leave any room for doubt with this one. Back again tomorrow. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.